Hello, and welcome to a very quick update, Connecting Consciousness. Not a full show, but a short one just to give the major points that I think are important and have been happening. So first of all, there was a lot of buzz, a lot of hype, and I don't mean that disrespectfully, but there was a lot of activity around the reports of potential false flags in European cities and possibly nuclear facilities. And those of you who have had the chance to follow my updates would have seen that I didn't actually agree to that. I didn't subscribe to it. What I did was carry the same information, excuse me, and a link to the sites that were showing this, but I wasn't, as the Americans would say, I wasn't calling it. I wasn't saying, yes, this is going to happen. Be ready for it. Although I was carrying the exact information that was available. I always go public when I receive two independent points that give me the same information. And you know, sometimes the information isn't exactly the same, but it's close enough. But in this case, with this attack on the European cities, I was given one piece of information from a source which I considered to be suspect. Prior to that, I had received some information which was much more credible, which was a potential false flag in Seattle. But no time scale on that, and not sort of triggered until December. That's why I didn't do anything with it yet. So I'd received some credible information from one source regarding Seattle, but not a second confirmation, so I didn't do anything immediately. And then I received the information which I guess others had got regarding these 7 or 8 targets, including in Britain, that were going to be, you know, blown up or something was going to happen, and in nuclear facilities. And I didn't run with it simply because I was very suspicious of the source that had given it to me, and secondly, I didn't have a corroboration from an independent source. Now, I had a chat with my coordinators of Connecting Consciousness a few days ago, and I then shared with them some extra information and said to them, don't share this with your members just yet, because I need to get something more on it, and it would cause a bit of a problem. I have had some more information, and I'll sort of share it publicly. From a completely separate source, I was told, now, you know, I've only got this from one source, not the two sources, so we've just been very careful about that. But I was told that this was a deliberate leak of false information, not false in the sense that it was completely made up, but false in the sense that all of the things that were purported to happen were being talked about, but with no real intention of carrying them out, so that people who had the information actually thought this is real. They weren't told this is just a test or a joke, because they wouldn't have believed in it. And these are the people then that gave this information to the alternative media. And what I was taught, what I was told, was that they have created a very advanced AI program, and what they were doing was tracking this story about potential explosions in Europe, attack on the cities. They wanted to track each website that was carrying the story and backing it up, shall we say, and using it as an alert, as a warning. And they were tracking that website, and then look at the individuals who were reading that, what amount of chatter did it produce over the alternative media. How long did it take for the message to get from that place to that place? All of that. Now, what I've been told, and again, it's only from one source, I keep having to reiterate that, was that the whole plan of this was that then in the future, when they drop information in, be it fake or be it true, they have a pattern that they can observe, and they know how that will distribute across the alternative media, and who will pick it up and who will run with it, and who didn't pick it up and who didn't run with it. And I was told that They just looked and said, "Oh, right, well, Simon didn't run with that one." So they know that I didn't run with it. I copied the information and I reported exactly what had been said, but I didn't give an opinion on that. So that is what I've been told, that from a completely different source than the source that gave me the warning in the first place. People who give these warnings do so in the greatest credible and in the right way, because if you come across information that says there's going to be an attack in a place, then you don't sit on it. You try to warn people. But if that information comes to you and you're suspicious of that information, and as in my case I was, and as in my case I didn't have an independent organization or individual or off-planet entities or what you want to call it backing it up, I didn't go for that. But if you don't have access to that and you're landed with that information, then you will do it. Now, what I can also say is that they have the ability to influence the future. In other words, you could intend to do something and you could send that influence out so that it looks like if you were going to do a bit of fortune telling, shall we call it, or out of body traveling or time travel, you would see that was an intention there to happen. But the reality was it's just an intention, a trick. What I don't know is who was behind this, whether it's supposedly good people who want to see how they can use the alternative media to send out truth, or whether it's a very negative force who want to understand the flow of information. So I wanted to make that very clear. That's the situation, and that's why I didn't run with it. At the moment, we really don't know what's right and what's wrong. We don't know what's truth and what isn't, because the alternative media for the last 18 months has been the source of attacks or manipulations by very bad people who seek not to destroy, but seek to control or influence so that they can use this independent source, about the only independent source possibly left on the planet, for their own ends. So rather than take down individual sites, well, they would rather manipulate and control them. And if they can't manipulate and control them, then I'm told they will take them down individually. So this is a very interesting exercise for them to run a clock and to see how things went from one end to the other end. So that's what I wanted to say on that one. Secondly, I'm very concerned about the fires in California. It started sort of up in a mountain, as it were, came down. We always expect something at this time of year, and it was very, very tragic last time. But what's very concerning for me is something like nearly close on to a million homes are in the process of having their utilities cut off. So the electric company who supplies great parts of California is actually turning off people's electricity. And there's some talk about, well, possibly one of these fires started by a cable, which there was an accident and one of the cables hit the ground and sparked it. I don't know why you would be turning them off now when the fire's already started. And there's something not right here. There's definitely something not right here to plunge nearly 1 million houses, 1 million homes without electricity. Is something not right. That's all I've got, is that something going on there. There was something very seriously going on last year and the year before. So we have a rerun of an unfinished business in California. Please, we need to send our prayers and our thoughts. And I said on the my website that, there was a big announcement about this ISIS leader that was killed. But for me, that's not an important issue. This California situation is incredibly serious and could potentially become a greater tragedy than last year's one. So please, everybody, look on that. The situation with the Amazon is greatly reduced, and I absolutely can tell you that since that huge meditation that we did, it was reduced, and that's why it's not in the news anything like what it was, because after that meditation, we saw a massive reduction. And I've got quite a few Connecting Consciousness members living in that location, and they've written to me and said that after the meditation, which they took part in, the amount of smoke coming over towards their homes has reduced greatly. So we're just thankful if what I did and you did has actually saved lives, helped, then you know, that's great. That's what we're here to do. We may need to do something for California as well. So I'll keep an eye on that. All right, I want to talk about the situation in politics with the new criminal investigation being announced against Robert Mueller personally, and against the Russian inquiry. It's now been seen as a very serious offence, and I believe that subpoenas now are being drawn up, and I've been told they're actually getting ready to bring a grand jury. And if somebody is found of spying against the president in the Oval Office or anywhere, someone who's employed by the state, the federal government, and has deliberately spied on the president, that's treason. So this is a very interesting turn of events. And if you notice, the media, the world's media, is actually backing off the usual attack of President Trump, because there is, I've been told, some interesting connections between what may come out now during this potential grand jury trial and certain individuals high up in the media chain. So that's an interesting one to watch for. Talk about the 5G defense sticks. I hope you know that I tried to explain a bit more in that last podcast I did, and you know, alerted you to the fact that quite a number of people didn't like the fact that we would be in a position to get access to these sticks. And so many of you responded by sending some donations. And I want to thank you. And when I do the normal podcast, then I will try and read out your names. Thank you for coming to support me and the organization. And if you're thousands of miles away, you know, the best thing you can do is send me a few bucks or a few pounds or what have you, because you can't jump in an airplane and come over here. And even if you did, what would you do? So you helped and supported in the way that you felt was right and best and the most helpful. And I thank you all for that. The situation with the 5G, I wanted to talk a little bit more. I can't remember now. It's been so busy, exactly what I said. But those of you who missed it, I want to just reiterate that there was a disaster in Russia in the mid-1980s, and it was called the Chernobyl disaster. And the Russians, who are actually far more advanced than perhaps many people give them credit. Hello, people give them credit for. Do you want to say hello? This is Freya. I'm sure you've seen her, but she's wanted to come up again and say hello. Hello, darling. Look, there you are. Say hello. That's a good girl. The Russian at the time wanted to get people into the facility, but they were absolutely being fried. And I know lots of people in the first wave, I'm old enough to remember that happening, literally died within hours of going in because the radiation was so intense. So the Russian military, and this is under the communist regime, very, very powerful still then, said to their scientists, can you provide some form of defense that actually reflects or transmutes this harmful radiation? Now that sounds incredible, middle 1980s, but they did, and they came up with it. And this was a device that they could wear on their body, never mind all the suits and all this stuff, which would really reduce this radiation. This same group of scientists, or at least this facility, this group of scientists, would have new scientists coming in, but their research was taken. And they were very concerned about 5G. They understand about waves, of course, because they were working on radiation. And so they tweaked what they had, and they came up with something that both repels and transmutes the range of 5G waves. The Russian military have said, we have no problem with you distributing to the world, but basically anybody in Russia will have to buy it from Russia, but anybody from outside the world, we're not bothered what's set up. And We don't see it as a military weapon, and we see it as a defense for people to be able to fight off this 5G. So that's where it's come from. And I did say that I've done some interviews for Russia Today. That was their old state broadcaster, but now as a private company like anywhere else. And I really didn't know till I was told that the little interview that I did, they came here, they came from Russia to film me here in the house. And apparently that's been shown 8 times in Russia. 8 times. So, and something like an audience of over 100 million, over those 8 showings have seen it. And apparently the cats are very, very famous. I don't think I'm particularly famous, but I think the cats, from what I've been told, people say they love your cats. And particularly the white cat, because of, the snow and everything, is quite evocative, I think. But the message I had, they liked. And as a result of that, the scientists actually said, we really want Simon and his spiritual organization to be a part of this. We want them to distribute because, no way will places like eBay or Amazon or any of these big multinational corporations, they won't be allowed to touch it. And anyway, we want a spiritual organization. So what will happen is that I guess I will have a link on the site. People who want to, get one of these devices would be able to click on it. It takes you straight through to the organization that are working directly with the Russian scientists, and you basically pay them. And then when you buy one, that money goes to the scientists and they make another one. This is not a big factory like you'd have turning out motor cars. This is literally 12 people in a shed. And as the money comes in, they sell one, they make another one, all by hand, not automated. So each one has been made by a scientist because they passionately believe that people who are in the know, spiritually awake and aware people, should have the right to protect themselves. So that will happen. And when that goes live, I will, of course, make lots of announcements, etc., etc. People will be able to click on that site, and then they'll be able to get those devices. They are very clever devices, obviously, because you have the history of where they've come from. A back-engineered Tesla technology. So when they are portable, when you carry them, they recharge because of the natural electricity of your body. So they are recharging on that natural current that we all carry. I can't remember my figures exactly, but basically, when one is portable in your pocket, you've got a, I don't know, between 3 and 5 yard or 3 and 5 meter bubble of protection. And when it's plugged in to your USB, it's something like maybe 12 meters. But if you put four in the cardinal points of your house, which if we could ever get four, because it'd probably be rationed, I should imagine. You can only have one per person, I guess. But anyway, if you had four, it would be a huge bubble. People have been asking me, well, what about the birds and what about the animals and things like that? Well, my main responsibility is to fight for people. Now, yes, I have lots of cats and a dog, and I love animals, but my responsibility is to fight for people. But if you have this in your home, it will protect. Depending on how big your house is, but it will protect, and if your animal's within that bubble, you will be protecting them as well. Okay, so that's a really important point, that it will protect any biological organism. There are other aspects to it, but I'm not being allowed to discuss those publicly, not because I don't trust you, because I don't trust the people who listen into the show. Oh, some people listen into the show are what you might call white hats. We don't have any problem with them at all. But there are some people who are, the very not very pleasant people, and they'd love to know a bit more about this, so they're going to have to wait, aren't they? So this device is not coming from the cabal. And I did say, look, when 5G was created, the people in the know, they knew. And they have children, they have brothers and sisters, and maybe dads and grandparents. They're not going to let them fry to death, are they? So they had their own device. not coming from the one that I hope to be in a position to be able to share with as many of you as possible, but coming from a completely different source, the same source that created the 5G in the first place. And it was told to me not as a joke, it was told to me seriously, that these people who are very, very powerful, very elite, will even have them sewn into the collars of their animals, because they want to protect their animals. So their children will have them, they will have them. So I was told a scenario where, and you know, you do the school run, I don't know, Knightsbridge, if it's in Britain, Kensington, Chelsea, God knows where, anywhere, you've got the kids in the car, so you've got your device powered into the car, protects you, the kids are going to go out, and the kids are all going to wear them around their neck on a string. I'm of that generation that when we were little and our family were out working, you would have your key on a string around your neck, because if you were like 10 years old, you would lose the key in your pocket. And I understand that, you know, there are the designer cords being made so that these elite kids can wear these devices, and they've been told and not to take them off. Now, it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us. In other words, gone are the days, as far as I'm concerned, that having money and power gives you the right to live, and if we don't have money and power, we die. Not having that, absolutely not going to have that. So I'm deeply privileged that a group of scientists have said that the organization that I created, Connecting Consciousness, is to be the lead in distribution for many people outside of Russia. So if you're living in Russia, you will be able to, when the time is right, you'll be able to go on a website and you can buy it from Russia directly. If you're not, then you'll come to my organization or the other organization, but at the moment there aren't any available. The first batch was done and sold, and that was done in America, I believe in California, and we're waiting for the other batches to come through, because there's just, it's an English word, is a cottage industry. You know, you've got a few people making these by hand. So as they get a batch ready, that'll come over, we'll be able to distribute them out. So I wanted you to have more knowledge and more understanding about that. I didn't design them. The information has been shared with me. A great deal of information has been shared with me, because they trust me. So some of it I can share with you because I need to, and some of it I can't share with you because I don't want other people who I don't trust listening in. All right, so that's that. Thank you very much for your patience on that one. A number of people are trying to join Connecting Consciousness, and you are joining on the wrong website. There is only one website to join, and that is the simonparks.org. And you should be faced with a heart and a picture of the earth. And you put your arrow, your cursor on the heart, you click it, you go in and you fill the form. There's nothing to pay, you don't charge, because you don't want money mixed in with love. And very, very important, and Becky designed the logo, that when you join this organization, you join from the heart. That's why there's a heart there. So it's a deep question being asked to you. Why are you joining? You've got to physically click on the heart. That takes you into the form. So that is the only way to join. If you joined through something else, go back, simonparks.org, and register, because you're not being joined. There are a number of websites now that are fake, being set up, purporting to be Connecting Consciousness, purporting to be me, and anybody who asks you for money is fake. I don't ask you for money like that. That's not what I'm about. So there are organizations now that are taking my videos, which are publicly available on YouTube, and trying to sell them, rent them out. There are people saying that, you know, you're joining Connecting Consciousness, you need to pay me, and that's not real. So simonparks.org is the only official website which you join. That's the website that I put all the updates on. But there are a great deal now of people, perhaps some just greedy scammers wanting to make money, perhaps some with real evil intent trying to bring the network down or cause trouble, and perhaps people just really supportive of me and have decided to make their own website up in support of what we believe in and what we do. None of those are very helpful, actually. If you have set a website up, please get in touch with me. We can alter that website so that it's very clear that it's not me, but shares the visions and the views that I have. I mean, there's a Instagram thing up, or there's a Twitter account up, and I know the people doing that, and they're very supportive. But nobody should be charging you money. If anybody asks money from you, don't do it, and just let me know, please. So that's fine. That's that one there. Let's talk about Brexit very quickly. I still think that Brexit's going to happen sometime between December, January. What was quite sad was the major newspapers were carrying articles about the absolutely dreadful situation of these, I can't say they're all Vietnamese, but these people who died in Britain in a container truck, in a big truck, froze to death or starved of oxygen. There were something like 39 people who died because trafficking gangs were bringing them through. As far as I'm concerned, these people, it doesn't matter, they're illegal immigrants. As far as I'm concerned, they're victims. And the people that really need to be got are those that smuggle these people in. So it's not a question of who's right and wrong here in that sense of the word. It's a question of who's guilty here in terms of who's doing it. Absolutely, you need more control on the borders. Absolutely, because if there had been a proper border check, those 39 people would have been alive. They came right across the English Channel, I understand, and by the time they got here, they were all dead. If they'd been picked up properly before or as they entered the country, there was a very good chance that many of them would still be alive today. So that is a failing of border checks. Now, that's one thing. The other thing that was quite shocking in a major newspaper of the day, well, every paper carried this story, and quite rightly. But this particular newspaper, it was actually the Daily Telegraph. Here was the big picture of this tragic case of the young girl sending a last text message to her mother saying that she was going to die. Absolutely heartbreaking. And then we don't want to traumatize ourselves any more than we do on this planet. But what brought home to me the schism, the division between, in this third stroke, fourth dimensional reality, the two worlds that live together. So here's three quarter pages on this terrible, shocking thing. And at the top of the Telegraph, I am laughing, not because it's funny, but because that's the only way I can cope with it. The top of it was an article and the photograph of the Queen of England, God save her, Her Majesty the Queen, and it said, "The Queen's dresser." And there was a picture of another woman who dresses the Queen. Now, I don't mean that she physically dresses her, but she designs the clothes and the outfits and says this goes here and that goes there. How bloody insensitive, how crazy for a major newspaper to carry what is one of the worst stories I have read for a very long time. And then, so they're the people that are struggling, poor, their parents use their life savings to pay these gang masters to get these kids, some of them, over here to Britain for a better life. And I'm not going to argue what's right or wrong here. And then there's a picture of Her Majesty the Queen and this big article that's going to be about the woman that dresses her. And it's classic, this discrepancy between the two worlds, the worlds that have and live in a completely different world. They say that they care about their people and they understand the people. But truly, 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 if they did care, you wouldn't have people sleeping on the sidewalk. You wouldn't have people taking drug overdoses. You wouldn't have people being turned away from hospitals. You've got this strange split in our society where people are dying because they're trying to leave a country. And then you've got another person, perhaps one of the most richest people on the planet, and an article all about how she gets dressed and all the rest of it. So for me, it was educational because it showed. And the people who wrote the paper clearly didn't even think. They didn't even look at their front page newspaper and think, let's hold that article back about the Queen, shall we? Let's hold it back a couple of days until we've got something that's a bit boring. That's Brexit. Let's have Brexit as a front pager, and then we can put the bit about the Queen. But to contrast total wealth with total poverty, and the people who do that newspaper just not even got the nous, the brain, to actually look at it and empathy to understand, says everything that I need to know about the way the world is. And it's why partly I form Connecting Consciousness, why you listen to my show and many other shows, and why you do what you can to support, because we've got a terrible situation on this planet, which we can't leave alone. We have to do something about. And every little that we can do, everything we can do to push it in a more positive way, must be what we do. Right. So that's it. I want to thank everyone who's helped, everyone, for your good wishes. I'll get a proper shout out to you soon. So God bless to everyone, and thank you.